Free Beer and Outrage Report now. For Mother's Day on Jimmy Kimmel, they did one of their street interviews where they go out and they talk to people on Mother's Day and waited for mothers who were there with their own children on the streets of Hollywood to ask them some very good questions.
Talking to kids with their moms about Mother's Day, and we're trying to kind of take it back to where it all started, conception. Do you remember conceiving your girls?
So this is a mom between two what appear to be teenage or college-aged girls.
Yes. This one, my husband and I had to sneak into my son's room because he was sleeping in our bed.
I didn't know.
And my son had, like, Finding Nemo sheets on his bed.
Mom, don't think this.
It's true. And it was not hot, but, you know, my husband was desperate, so.
Do you remember the position?
No.
No, I can't. No.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Poland.
From Poland. Does your mom speak any English?
She doesn't, no.
Can you ask your mom if she can remember the night that you were conceived?
Yeah. Pani pyta, czy pamiętasz noc, którą mnie zrobiliście?
Niekoniecznie, nie do końca.
She says she doesn't. She doesn't recall, no.
How often was she exploring your father's body around that time?
This dude, what do you think he is? 17, 18?
Yeah, probably somewhere in there, yeah.
Jak często dosłownie odkrywałaś ciało taty w tym czasie? Oh.
Bardzo często.
It was very, very often.
I give them both credit for being like, okay.
That's really funny.
That's awkward for me. That's like really awkward for me.
Does she remember?
That's like really awkward for me.
Does she remember if she had an orgasm?
Oh my God.
No way. Now watch mom. She's like, I know that word. I know that.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Do you remember conceiving your son?
Oh, my, yes. He slept over the night. My parents were not at home in my parents' bedroom.
The son's covering his ears. He's really like 6 inches taller than her.
They started off where he's standing next to her with his arm around her. Yeah. And now she's talking about sex stuff. And he's very... very awkward.
You were defiling your parents' bed all the time back then?
Occasionally.
Yeah, go again.
She's covering his own ears.
Would you like to tell your mom how you lost your virginity?
No.
Sure. Sure.
That was a very Tommy response.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No.
Yes. Meow.
We had took the van to a Target parking lot. Because we didn't have a house, you know, I wasn't doing it back home.
It all worked out, and you didn't do it in your mom's bed.
Right.
So. It was my van, though.
Right.
Would you rather your bed? I mean, that's what you did to your mom and dad.
His mom had a look on her face like her heart was breaking.
Is my bed not good enough for your sex?
Yeah, what if
that's
that was
probably
what upset
why?
Her?
Yeah, that was why. Probably.
Oh, it was his van, too.
It was your van?
Yes, that was my van.
My dad just walked up. Yeah, that was my van.
He's pissed.
Had sex in our van.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Now he's standing between them.
He's like, I could have just said no. They already accepted no when I said no. Why did I say yes?
He was giving off such excellent Theo Huxtable vibes there.
The same hair and everything.
Yeah, like all of a sudden awkward where the parents are coming after him.
Same week your sister Denise made your shirt.
Yeah.
All right. This guy says you can judge a person's character not by the way they treat people, by the way they treat their children or how they share their own good fortune. No, you can judge their character by what they put in the overhead bin on an airplane.
The easiest way to tell if someone is a good person in an airport is see where they put their luggage when they get on the plane. If they put their carry-on luggage in the overhead compartment and they put their personal item, like their backpack or their purse, under their seat, they're a good person and they're like aware of their surroundings. If they put their backpack or their purse or like that little small item, if they put that in the overhead compartment so that no one else can put their carry-on luggage on and they have to check it and then they have to wait by baggage claim to get their stuff, they are the worst type of person and they deserve a jail sentence for life.
I agree with this wholeheartedly. Unless there's room by the end of it, you were given a carry-on that goes in the carry-on compartment, mm-hmm. and then you were given a personal item that they tell you specifically to tuck under the chair in front of you.
Yeah.
I also judge people, like, if there's space at the end, fine, by all means, put your bag up there. Don't care. Everybody's got a chance to get their bag on. I judge the people even more who put a carry-on item in the little bin where it's got a very clear diagram of the space that it should be taking up, the direction it should be going in, and they just throw it in there like it's a flight attendant's job to fix it or my job because I'm behind you and I have to use that same bin. It drives me crazy. I'm like, maybe you can't read, but that's a picture book. That is a freaking picture book.
Yeah, you
Why
can
would
see.
You do that?
Well, you get those same people, though, that still are like, wait, which side is C? Where's F seat? You go, if you can't figure that out, it's no wonder you don't know how to put luggage in an overhead bin.